Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Everything Is Time podcast. My name is Jeremy.
My name is Ruby.
And today we have an idea that hopefully will lead to a bunch of tangents and rants on our part. It's the goal of most things in life.
Right. We do best tangents and rants.
Yeah.
Like, if we had a game show, that's what it would be called.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tangents, rants, and perky fan fiction coming to WeTV.
Coming to your local Dollar Tree.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a TV show, but it's actually just a pop-up book. Anyway, but
what is that intro?
I don't know.
Jeremy, remove all of that.
Yeah, we'll keep it in. but our idea is essentially we're going to be talking about unpopular opinions we have about
society.
I mean, anything, society, life,
ourselves.
Yeah, Winnebagoes. You know,
right?
Carpeting.
Where do you want to start, though? There's
anywhere.
So many like asks to this, huh?
Pick your poison. If you pardon
so
the
new iPhone, like the iPhone's just getting more. It's not really doing anything. Like for those of you who like ran out to get the iPhone 13, or like, isn't there like a mini one? It's like iPhone 13 mini or something.
Well, there used to, I think the 12 is when they released the mini. And now they have the 13.
I'm not keeping up with it, but I know there's iPhone 13 now. Apple's really not doing much.
Are any of them doing much?
I think the Apple Watch is doing stuff. I think
really?
It's better than the actual phones that are coming out, quite honestly.
Really? I don't understand the appeal of Apple Watches.
There's a lot of like health stuff. So, like I know the newest one, the Series 7, has like blood oxygen levels that it'll read and things like that for like athletes. And then they were talking about having glucose monitoring on like that was supposed to come out on the 7, but they're gonna try to put it on they're speculating that it'll show up on like the 8, which like would definitely be really good for people with like diabetes, because it would be able to read their glucose levels without actually penetrating the skin or like drawing
that's
blood.
Cool.
Yeah, so I can see how the Apple Watch is like making moves, but like the iPhones are not. Like, just because it's lavender doesn't mean it's like, oh yay, new phone.
So for you, it would have to be lavender and then scented as lavender before you'd be ready to.
I want a scented phone that also gives me the option of maybe buying a flip phone. Like, you know, but also like I thought about that because I saw like the Samsung Galaxy. I think that's the flip phones. I'm like, those are kind of cool. But also I could see myself breaking that. I could see myself just like absentmindedly just like flipping it back and forth and then just like completely breaking it.
Yeah, so, it's just like you in Star Trek cosplay. Aggressively closing your phone.
Yeah. The half end just comes off. I'm like, well,
exactly.
You know.
Interesting. Yeah. I mean,
Jeremy's unpopular opinion is like he thinks the Windows phone was the most superior thing ever. This is unpopular.
I know it's unpopular. And I think it's because I'm not a huge like app user. Because the main complaint of Windows was that it just didn't have apps. So people didn't like that. But for me, it was a very efficient setup, and I really liked it. I think my Windows phone was like $69, and I kept it for 3.5 years, and it still works. It'll still turn on and do stuff. I think if it would have had like proper app support, it could have been great, but...
The widgets are so annoying, though. Like, they kept like flipping through pictures, and then it just changes, and I was like, this is irritating. Also, it's not very aesthetic.
I thought it was. I thought it was very just like... Like efficient and clean.
Oh, I like customizable. So I'm over here putting like Christmas pictures and widgets on my iPhone.
See, that's interesting. You like customizable, but you don't have an Android, because Android is the epitome of customizable.
But it's not as like user-friendly as iPhone is. And to be honest, like once you're in the iPhone system, it's so convenient if everybody else you know also has an iPhone. Not that everyone I know has an iPhone, but there's a good majority of people. And it's just so convenient. iPhones, like... The interaction and the connection and everything you can do between iPhones is so nice.
It is really nice.
So I'm like, okay.
And I didn't get an iPhone until I was a freshman in college. So everything before that was Android or Windows. So I think there are a lot of people out there that have had this experience, but I've used like a Windows and an Android and an iPhone. And there's certainly like pros and cons to all of them. For me, the main pro of Apple is not really like how the phone is set up or the functionality. It's mainly just like the software support, because that was my complaint with Androids, was like I would get up software updates for like a year and then nothing after that.
I don't know. But yeah, I don't know. I will say the function I really hate on the new update is tagging people in messages, because like I hate it, because if I'm mentioning, not that I never mind, like if I'm mentioning someone's name in another conversation with someone else, I'm so afraid that it's gonna like tag them or something. Not that I'm just like constantly back talking people, because I'm not.
Yeah, like in your rounds of shit talking people, it's gonna be really difficult for you to keep that.
That's our unpopular opinion on like Apple, I guess cell phones in general.
Yeah.
Unpopular opinion. Nintendo DS did not need to be 3D. For those of you who think that somehow, I'm so mad. This makes me mad because I am like, I love my Nintendo, and I don't really use it now, but like I still have it. And like I was playing this game series that was like a puzzle riddle game. It was like a storyline, very popular. And they started making them for Nintendo 3DS. So I couldn't finish the series because you can't play 3DS games on like regular Nintendos. Mm-hmm. Also, I've seen the 3DS and I've like used a little prototype, whatever.
Yeah, like the ones in Walmart. Yeah.
Nauseating. Just looking at it for like 2 minutes. I'm just like,
well, this is maybe unpopular or not. I don't understand the fascination with trying to make things 3D that are visual media. The entire world around us is three-dimensional, right? Why, if I'm trying to watch something to escape the real world, do I also want it to be three-dimensional?
The 3D TVs for a while, it was like horrible. Sam's Club. Okay, Sam's Club, when you like walk in and see all the TVs, there are 3D TVs, and it was like you get two glasses, but also like then there was only like 3D specific channels, and it was just like,
it's like, what is the appeal of this? Also, do you remember for a time, for a decent period of time, they were having those TVs that were like curved?
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, why? Like, literally, why?
It's just because they can. Remember when like, I mean, everything kind of like moves. Okay, there were some things that like moved up and it made sense. So, like the jump from like Wii to Kinect made sense, because it's like you were going from like something that was like a controller to literally just movement.
I don't know. We're forgetting the Wii U, the intermediate thing that no one liked.
I didn't even know what that was. I was already done with my like Wii in the sense of like, I don't know what anything. I bought the Wii when it was like the popular thing to buy. Like, I remember that. If you can imagine what year that was. That I remember when like Wii Sports was just
everything. Like
everybody's mind was blown that you can now bowl on.
Oh my God. Oh, I can go on a rant about that.
Okay, main event unpopular opinion.
No, well, this No.
Main, I know where you're going. Bowling is a to die garbage. For.
It's, I agree. So I agree. It causes death.
I will say, you know, unpopular opinion. Main event is not fun. No, okay, that's not true, because I had fun at main event when I was younger. Main event's music is just too loud. They do horrible. Not need 10 TVs playing Justin Bieber's Baby. But I did enjoy bowling and laser tag there.
Okay, okay. Bowling at main event. Is the most futile endeavor one can do. They don't oil the lanes.
I've been to a bowling alley one time and I saw no difference besides the fact that there was like no laser tag.
You saw no difference. Oh, good. As someone who bowls, main event makes me so mad, because they're like, yeah, we have bowling alleys and they take up a large portion of main event. They don't oil them for anything. You might as well have literally, you go to Home Depot. Actually, don't go to Home Depot because they're homophobes. Go to Lowe's. And get,
do you just have like a running list of stores that are homophobic? That you
absolutely. Chick-fil-A. No, I don't eat there.
Spill the tea.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A, Hobby Lobby, Home Depot, Salvation Army. I could go on. There's a lot of these places that are just like.
Okay. It's for a later episode.
yeah. For my rant about why. Anyway, a later rant. But anyway, go to Lowe's, not Home Depot. Get some 2x4s. Buy yourself some Elmer's glue. And just paint all the Elmer's glue and just put them together, and then you have bowling. Who needs pins either? Why don't we just get some like, beer cans? We'll put them at the end of the bowling lane. The bowling lane, quote unquote. Main event.
Also, unpopular opinion, but mentioning Lowe's, best hot dogs ever. At Lowe's.
Oh, yeah, so they do. Good. Well, honestly, the hot dogs at Lowe's are not homophobic. The hot dogs at Home Depot, pretty
they
homophobic.
Sell hot dogs at Home Depot?
They do. The one that was really? Near me, they were selling food outside. Yeah.
I've only been to Lowe's because that was good. The closest thing to us. And they have great hot dogs. So get your hot dogs from Lowe's.
Honestly, though,
Unpopular opinion, Sonic is too greasy.
That's the truth. That's not unpopular, is it?
I think a lot of people really like Sonic. And like, there's nothing wrong with liking Sonic. Unpopular opinion. Well, maybe it's unpopular opinion. Whataburger and Sonic have just way too many menu items. Unpopular opinion. The honey biscuit from Whataburger is not good.
The honey biscuit from Whataburger is weird.
It's not good.
It's not that it's, for me, it's not that it's bad. I don't understand the consistency of the honey butter. Like,
I don't get why they're putting, like, isn't it like the thing that's like you have a biscuit and then you have like chicken in the middle and then it's like honey on top? Why are we eating honey with chicken?
Well, they were doing that in middle school because in middle school they used to bring in like Chick-fil-A, and they would do that with Chick-fil-A biscuits too. They would get a Chick-fil-A biscuit and they'd pour honey on it. And I'm like, why are we doing this? And then Whataburger's like, we'll capitalize on this, I guess, and we're going to make a menu item. Unpopular opinion, there's this rivalry between Whataburger and In-N-Out Burger. Neither of them are very good.
In-N-Out's better than Whataburger.
Well, is it?
I have personal beef with In-N-Out. We have personal beef
with
In-N-Out. But Whataburger, to me, unpopular opinion, I'm going to be skinned alive. Jeremy's out of the state, so he's safe. But Whataburger is not that great of a burger. I'm just going to say it. It's not special. Stop having your quinceañera pictures at Whataburger. Stop having, like, jewelry with a James Avery charm. It's a charm. It's, you can put it on your charm bracelet now. It's just, people here are obsessed with it. I will say, though, unpopular opinion, Brahms is, like, one of the best ice creams you can get ever, and it's, like, relatively well-priced. It's not overpriced.
Yeah, Brahms, honestly, unpopular opinion, the food at Brahms, also not the worst. It's not great, but it's not the worst. I would say getting a burger from Brahms is no worse than getting a burger from In-N-Out or Whataburger.
But make no mistake, never get a burger from Taco Bell or a sandwich taco. Like,
No,
it was like, is it a sandwich? Is it a taco? Remember?
All those like fried chicken things. Yeah. No, my unpopular opinion is just, I don't think In-N-Out is very good. I don't think Whataburger is very good. They're not that they're bad. They're just not special in any way, shape, or form.
Well, okay, if you get animal style at In-N-Out, it's worth it. But their fries are not good. So, unpopular opinion.
Oh, I have one, but after you go first.
Unsweet tea is absolutely disgusting.
Stop.
This is for everyone out there who's listening.
No.
Let me tell you now. Unsweet tea, why?
It's wonderful. It
doesn't
lovely.
Taste like anything.
It does.
Why would you drink it?
Lies.
Like, why?
Because it is the elixir of life. It is wonderful.
Lies.
It's great. You just have to get it stronger. Make it, brew it stronger, and it's very bitter, and it's wonderful.
Why would I want something super bitter when I can just have it like super sweet?
By that logic, why have coffee that's bitter? I love unsweet tea. I love coffee.
Especially just, my coffee.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, yep. Yeah.
Okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, how good is my coffee?
I wouldn't know. I didn't have tons of it. It was mostly milk. So really, you should ask me, how good was my 2% milk, Jeremy?
Stop. He's so mean to me.
Okay, unpopular opinion. The place that I hate, that everyone in Texas loves.
Wait, let me guess. Is it a food place?
It's a food place.
That everyone in Texas loves. Well, it's not Whataburger because we already talked about it. Is it fast food?
Yeah. It's like Riskies. You can sit down inside, but you can
Riskies.
Also...
Riskies.
No. Think barbecue? like a bunch of Caucasians trying to have Mexican food.
Mi cocina.
No. Although it's not great either. Mi cocina is not great. No. Okay.
Oh, it's a Mexican place? El Phoenix. Taco Casa. Taco Cabana.
Think wider than El Phoenix.
Is that possible?
Yes.
Qdoba. Wait, I got this.
Okay.
It's a Mexican restaurant. They can't see the air quotes. We're doing air quotes.
We're gigantic air quotes.
And it's for Caucasians who want Mexican food. Chipotle.
No. Okay. Chipotle is infinitely better.
Really?
Yes. I don't mind Chipotle because I don't view it as Mexican food.
I have problems with rice and burritos. Okay, anyway.
Oh, well, you will not like this place either then, but...
Do I know this place? Is it famous?
You do. It's famous.
Only in Texas or other places?
It's big in Texas, but other places too, but it's big in Texas.
Being like Buc-ee's?
You can probably get better tacos from Buc-ee's. That's a clue.
It's a taco place, Torchy's Tacos.
No.
Fuzzy's Tacos?
Fuzzy's Tacos. I hate Fuzzy's Tacos. The audacity of Fuzzy's Tacos.
I've only been there once, so I don't know.
It's garbage. It is utter garbage. The weirdness too of, okay, I ordered a normal, like pulled, like a chicken taco, right? Just okay. Really, like in my mind, I'm like, how can they screw up a chicken taco? It was refrigerated.
Like it was cold when you ate it?
Not like room temperature, they left it out too long. Like we just took it out of the fridge cold. And I'm like, why? Are people lining up for cold chicken?
What I don't understand is America's obsession with Olive Garden breadsticks. Because like,
you're gonna get me on a rant about
Olive Garden. Understand. Like, okay, because I used to think, okay, maybe Olive Garden breadsticks are okay. Like, I don't like Olive Garden, but maybe their breadsticks are fine because people rave about Olive Garden breadsticks. But like, they're not that great.
No, they're not. It's just literally Olive Garden breadsticks are like Wonder Bread that they've molded into the shape of a long bratwurst. And then they bake it and then they put butter on it and a little bit of salt. Well, actually a lot of salt.
It's very chewy. It's so strange.
It's very odd.
It's not good.
It's not great. Unpopular opinion. Olive Garden is boiling hot garbage. I don't understand. For a long time, and they might be selling them, they were selling Zeppelins, right? That were made.
What?
Zeppelins, which are like.
You've explained this to me before.
A donut, kind of like a donut, sort of. Mm-hmm. And they brought out like like caramel dipping sauce and like chocolate dipping sauce. And like, no, this should just have like powdered sugar on it. Why are you bringing me like, no, this is a no. This is such a no.
It's
also so expensive.
I will say, no, I have nothing good to say about Olive Garden, but I was kind of moving over into cheesecake. I don't know why I thought of that.
The Cheesecake Factory?
But the Cheesecake, wait, unpopular opinion. I do think the Cheesecake Factory is only good for their cheesecakes. You go in, you have a cheesecake. I've never eaten there. I've never seen their menu. I just got a cheesecake.
I have seen their menu. Okay. The Cheesecake Factory should just be a place that sells cheesecake. But if you go there and you try to order something, which I've done, I think, two times maybe in my life. I know I've been once because I remember vividly. Their menu is like 30 pages.
Of what, though? What in the world? Like, what is their cuisine?
Americanized food. Like, like Chili's?
Uh-huh.
It's like that same vibe of, like, random stuff. Like, a whole chicken portion, pasta, like, everything. They have lots of drink menu items. They have lots of dessert menu items. It's
and
a
salads
long
and stuff.
Salads, like all that kind of stuff. Like a general kind of like Americanized American restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And I have issues making choices for things to eat in general.
We both do. This is us like every time. We're just like, so where do you want to go? Where do you want to go? And you know.
But and so for me, it's like, okay, I've already gone through the process of determining where I want to go. God forbid our determination is Cheesecake Factory. But let's say in this simulation it is. And then we're going to Cheesecake Factory. I sit down. And then do you want to like open a menu that's 30 pages long with all various different options? I don't. I'd rather you sell 10 things on your entire menu and they're all great versus 250 that are all garbage. And again, really expensive for like not
great
food.
Let's go for the cheesecake. I mean, I'm not saying the cheesecake is amazing. I've only been when like my mutual friend was here because she loves cheesecake. But like, I'm not like a sweets person. But if you're going to go to the Cheesecake Factory, at least they just get a cheesecake. Why are you getting a salad at the Cheesecake Factory?
People love the Cheesecake Factory. People love it. I don't get it.
It's kind of like those like juice, no offense to people who like juice places, but like, I don't understand the hype of like Jamba Juices.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can make this at home. Whereas like Starbucks, I can't make that at home. Like,
well, we have different opinions on Starbucks.
Right. But,
but
I don't know. Like there's that. That's an unpopular opinion. Like I think Cheesecake Factory is only good for the cheesecake. And you know, like Arby's is only good for roast beef. Like
that's still a bold claim. That's still a bold claim. I don't know if we were willing to say Arby's is good for the roast beef.
That's what their advertising is, though. It's literally
no. Their advertisement is we sell the beef. whatever that means.
No, we have the beef.
Oh, we have the beef, yes.
Right.
But you go inside, I haven't been to an Arby's in probably 5-6 years, something like that. And every time I go, it's the premise of, you know, I haven't been to Arby's in 2 or 3 years. I got to go in to see what it's like. It's never, geez, I got to go to Arby's again because the roast beef sandwich I just got from there last week was so good. It's never that. It's always a, it can't really be bad. Maybe I've been missing out for 2 years. And then you realize you're not missing out for 2 years. And then you don't go back for multiple years again. Well, but then somehow they're still in business.
This is an unpopular opinion that's not about food.
Good. We need to move from food a little bit.
I just wanted to move away from food a little bit. Unpopular opinion. Like, tangible books are always going to be better than, like, to me, will always surpass ebooks, audiobooks, everything. Like, I'm so sad. For those of you who, like, know what Borders is or was.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so everything. Sad. There was one like really close to my house. And like, I used to go there every day after school and it turned into a container store. Like literally, like what? And so now.
You can buy a container for your tears for the Borders that is closed.
Thank you for nothing, honestly. Destroying my childhood, just scars. And
we can
so,
go
like,
back to that. We can go back to the container store in a bit because I also have questions about that store. But
yeah,
keep going, sorry.
No, like tangible books will always outbeat. I cannot for the life of me do like, I'm starting to get the hang of like e-textbooks, but when it comes to a book that I want to enjoy, it's like with the e-textbooks, the only thing I like is like if I'm looking up a term or whatever, I
control
can search
F.
it and it gives it to me.
Yeah.
And I can highlight stuff without feeling like I'm vandalizing a book. Cause that's another thing. I have a problem with annotating books. I feel like I'm vandalizing it. I hate annotating. I'll write it on a separate sheet of paper, but like, if I'm reading a book, I want it in my hand. I hate audio. I don't like audiobooks because I fall asleep. Or I realize that like I'm listening to it, but I'm tuning it out. And so I'm so used to background noise that it just picks up as background noise and then I'm not paying attention. And so I'm 5 chapters in and I have no idea what the plot is. So I'm like, okay, this isn't that helpful.
Okay, wait. Going back, I promise we'd circle back. The container store, I don't know how those stay in business either. Who's going
I'm
to the...
I'm so mad. The audacity for them to take my favorite bookstore away to replace it with a container store. Like, literally, you could have replaced it, but literally anything. Well, not anything. Yeah. Something I like. But like,
a new Purple Cow.
Exactly. You had the opportunity to give me a Purple Cow, and I get the container store.
That's the title of the episode.
Right. Why was I thinking that exact same sentence?
Oh, really?
Yes. But anyway, it's really freaky when this happens.
It is.
But no, the audacity to take this beautiful, my childhood bookstore, I would go there every day after school. And I would get like a hot chocolate. And I'm just like, sit there and read for hours. And then like, they're just like, well, it went out of business.
Yeah.
And then they're like, but not a Barnes and Noble. We're putting a container store. You couldn't even just replace it with more books. You had to give me, you walk into the container store and I will admit it's aesthetically pleasing, but
is it?
Useless containers. Like, what am I doing with this tiny little box?
That's a store I don't understand how it stays in business because I don't see how people are going to buy containers that often.
There's other stores where I'm just like, how is this around anymore?
Yeah. We talked about it. I think we had an episode about some of these like stores that we don't like or something. But yeah, the container store, it's not that I don't like it. It's just I don't understand how it's around. But circling back to other things related to like listening, my unpopular opinion is that music while working is the worst thing ever.
Yes, preach. I cannot. I don't understand. Like I've tried it and it's horrible.
It's horrible.
I tried classical music and I pay a lot of attention to classical music. Mm-hmm. I tried jazz and I fell asleep. I love jazz music so much. Like, don't get me wrong, but it's so relaxing. So I play jazz music to relax, which doesn't work well if I'm studying because then I'm just too relaxed to focus. I'm like, you know, I feel like a nap. So what I started to do in college was like, I play jazz music to relax and I would just fall asleep to a jazzless playlist. And so all of my jazz playlists on Spotify are just ones that I use to just relax or fall asleep to. Mm-hmm. So I can't study to that. I have to have absolute silence yep. when I'm studying. So even in the library, when it is a quiet zone and I hear conversations around me, it is just like, I will get up and move. I will move. Yeah. And like, I don't mind being in an area where there's like a coffee shop and I kind of hear like murmurs of stuff. That's not that bad, but I cannot do like a busy classroom, a busy setting where it's loud and people are talking. I cannot do unpopular opinion. Studying groups is trash. It's trash. It doesn't work.
Absolutely. It's not great. I'm trying to think of other unpopular opinions outside the realm of like
unpopular opinion. Universal Studios is not that great compared garbage. To
garbage. It's garbage.
Like literally, I will say I haven't been to Disney since I was 4. And like, to be honest, I think I would still enjoy going to Epcot way more than I would enjoy going to Universal. Cause I went to Universal when the Harry Potter exhibit came out. Cause I was dying to see it. And we were already on a road trip. And I was like, yes, we're in Florida, Universal.
Right.
No. Maybe if you like roller coasters, but I am not a roller coaster person, as Jeremy knows.
That is true. Unpopular opinion, I think.
What?
That, you know, roller coasters, you know, aren't good. I love roller coasters.
I'm not saying they're not good. I'm just saying I don't like them. That's not an unpopular
opinion. I went to Universal Studio probably when I was 15, 16. And I did ride the Harry Potter ride.
Which one?
The one, I guess it's a roller coaster, kind of. The one where it's like you tilt back and forth. Yeah. It was okay. I didn't really love it. The lines at Universal Studio are also just like ridiculously long. Like they added the Minions ride and the wait was like an hour and a half. And I'm like, who? Well, I know who. It's like small children. But like an hour and a half to ride a Minions ride?
Meanwhile, no. I'm just like getting butterbeer. Like, well, this is like, butterbeer was good. Oh,
unpopular opinion. This is actually not an unpopular opinion. One of the best theme parks to go to is Dollywood. You've heard it now.
My parents go to Dollywood. They're like, we should go. And I was like, it's what so is that? Fun.
It's so, it's the Dolly Parton themed theme park. And it's everything. And the food is great. And the rides are great.
Jeremy's like immaculate.
I've been probably like 4 times. Everything. I'm a Dolly Parton stan. But it's such a great park. And they built these new like gigantic. I'm not being paid by them, but you know, here's their commercial.
Non-sponsored.
They build these gigantic resorts. They're just like really aesthetically pleasing and they go into the park now. Like it's essentially becoming like the Disney of Tennessee and I'm 100% here for it. Unpopular opinion, Dollywood is better than Disney.
Which one? Land or World?
I've never been to Land. I've only been to World. So it's better than Disney World. Yes. Yeah, if you get a chance to go to Dollywood, you should. You can get the cinnamon bread.
I mean, we go to Tennessee a lot. Because we have family friends that live there.
You've been to Tennessee a lot and you haven't been to Dollywood?
I grew up going to Nashville every summer with my family. Because I've told you that. We have family friends that live in Nashville. So I've been to Nashville all my life and I've never once gone to Dollywood. So we go like every summer. So yeah. But you should, I've been to the Smoky Mountains. That was great.
You've been to the Smoky Mountains. It's literally at the foot. Oh my God.
Smoky Mountains National Park is everything.
It's right there. It's literally right there. Yes.
We stayed at the Smoky Mountains like resort with like our family friends and I. Sorry.
Go give Dolly her coins now.
I was young. Unpopular opinion, tarantulas should not be plants. Plants.
What?
Tarantulas should not be pets.
Unpopular opinion, clouds should not be buildings.
Unpopular opinion, tarantulas should not be pets. Why do I want to go keep saying plants? They're not plants.
You just really want people to know that they're not plants.
They're not. Oh my gosh. They're neither plants nor pets.
So, they're not even nouns.
But some people, like I had a friend who's like, oh yeah, I used to have a tarantula. And I was like in a cage. And she was like, no, I just let it run around the house. And I was like, look, if I was ever at your house and I saw a tarantula, I would not kill it because I'd be too afraid. But I would scream and run away. Like,
this is true. I saw what happened when a single cricket was rocking around.
Not that bad. You were exaggerating.
Like, it was like you went into like stealth mode and you were like you always eyeing the cricket in your like purview. Like,
I just wanted to know where it was.
Oh, because you're worried about its emotional well-being.
I just wanted to know where it was in relation to me.
Oh, because that's definitely an indication that you don't mind crickets.
No, I like crickets. Like Jiminy Cricket, the Disney character.
You don't like crickets, but like Cricket, the telephone carrier, you're like, sure.
Right. No, I'm fine with crickets and stuff. It just like that was like a large cricket. And I was like,
oh, it was not. No, it was not a large
cricket. It was a large cricket. Jeremy's lying. But yeah.
It wasn't like a 2-foot cricket. It wasn't the giant Gila monster, but cricket form. It was a normal cricket.
I don't do well with like bugs. I don't understand people who have tarantulas as pets.
Mm-hmm.
I always wanted a turtle as a pet because I love turtles. Turtles are my favorite animals. They're great, but
what's the upkeep on a turtle though?
What do you mean?
Like, is it a lot of effort to have a turtle as a pet?
No.
No.
But I would feel too sad because they're not meant to be in just like this tiny tank of water. I would feel really sad about that. So I wouldn't want, that's another reason like why we've never had birds, because my dad's like, we're not going to keep a bird in a cage. So we've never had birds.
That's fair. They also live a very long time, depending on the bird you get.
Yeah, my uncle has a bird. Now I will say my uncle has like a bird, and one time it's a parrot, right?
Mm-hmm.
One time when he was gone, someone like broke into his house or tried to break into his house, and his parrot scared them off because he like mimicked his voice.
Oh, that's cool.
So, you know, if you want a bird, get a parrot, I guess. But they do live very long. I was looking at the life expectancy of that bird, and it was like, wow, he might outlive you.
Yeah.
Like all of us. Like, probably not, but still. I had hermit crabs growing up. That was one thing I did have. And I took them all the way to Tennessee and West Virginia with me to visit family friends.
And you left them there?
Didn't leave them there. I literally, this like, it started out as like, you know how, this is a tangent, but you know how like schools had like class pets?
Yep.
They had hermit crabs. And then I found out you could buy hermit crabs. Like, what is that one store in like the mall? Earthbound. They used to sell hermit crabs in Earthbound. And so I bought 2 hermit crabs and I took them on road trips. In the car on the way to Nashville. And we were there for like 2 weeks. And I would like take them out of the cage and like let them crawl around. And then like same thing in like West Virginia. Also, I was really young. I'm not like 23. Like, let me take my hermit crabs on a road trip. This was when I was like
21. Follow-up question. Did you have leashes for them?
No.
Hmm.
But what are like, leashes for them?
I feel like you had like little leashes and you took them on walks.
This is like Gary the Snail in SpongeBob. It's like, I feel like you would make fun of me if I ever got hermit crabs as a pet.
If you got hermit crabs and proceeded to take them on a walk with a hermit crab leash, yes, I would make fun of you and you would deserve it. And I hope you would do the same thing to me if I got a hermit crabs and we're taking them on walks with leashes.
No, just getting hermit crabs in general.
No, it's fine if you want to have hermit crabs. I don't care.
What if I had a pet rock? We've been over this one. Jeremy doesn't believe in pet rocks.
I don't believe in them. They exist. People have them. I don't understand it, but.
I also, unpopular opinion, zodiac signs mean absolutely nothing. Sorry, I was trying to remember.
Why is that where my mind? That's where my mind was too. I was going to astrology.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. Wasn't. Yes, it was.
Lies.
No. That's so weird.
Oh my god, I was thinking about astrology and I was thinking about zodiac signs, and there's another name, and I blinked on it, and that's why I said zodiac. What is the other word?
It's I was just gonna say astrology.
What is your
sign?
I know it's sign, but there's a name for it. What is your
star sign? That's like one too.
I feel like there's another name that I'm not getting right
I
now.
Don't
but
know.
No, that's where my mind went.
That's where my mind too, because I was thinking that. I'm like, no, I won't bring it up because we had the astrology episode.
How did we both go? What were we talking about?
We were talking about
hermit crabs. So how did both of us jump from hermit crabs to zodiac? So flawlessly. I said you would make fun of me. Oh, pet rock. And yes. Then I thought zodiac sign.
No, you said something in between pet rock. It's because I went pet rock. I thought crystals, and then I went to zodiac signs. Like people have crystals.
I thought you being like, because you said I don't understand them, right? People have pet rocks, mm-hmm. And then I thought people who use zodiac signs as personalities.
No, so I got
that's
there.
That's how I went there.
Mine went to rocks, to those people that use crystals and think they have healing powers, then to that.
Oh, mine went to astrology. Illogical pet rock to illogical personality.
We got to the same point though. That's weird. That's really weird.
I, yeah, that's a little freaky because like literally what was that? Like, who goes from Petron to Sodia?
We do.
I don't even understand my thought process. So I'm surprised that you had the same thought process and we got to the same conclusion.
We didn't take the same steps, but we got to the same thing.
Anyways, zodiac signs. Yeah, I don't understand how people I just don't understand how people are like base everything off of like a zodiac sign.
Mm-hmm.
Also like compatibility wise, everything wise, that's also weird. Okay, unpopular opinion. I hope this is a popular opinion. Essential oils are not substitutes for medicine.
This better be
the popular opinion.
Literally, there's a term, snake oil salesman. It's a common phrase. And the people are like, yeah, instead of taking, I don't know, Prozac, I'm going to be like, here's some rosemary oil. I'm like, I'm sorry, what? Or the people that are like, not, before we had the whole anti-vax movement, right? I mean, we've always had one, but before we're so prevalent with this vaccine, years ago, when, by the way, everyone of all political creeds made fun of anti-vaxxers, and now it's like there's so many anti-vaxxers that like these people that we all used to make fun of are like validated in this weird way. So I don't know anymore. It's just very unfortunate. And hopefully it's unfortunate is a popular opinion and not an unpopular opinion.
Hopefully. I really, really, really hope so. I don't even know. My mind's still kind of blown by the zodiac thing.
It's weird, yeah.
Because that literally, if you think about it, what are the odds? Literally, pet rock, and then we both end up with zodiac. Literally. I can definitely say that that would not have happened with anyone else.
Yeah, same.
It's getting really freaky. Just letting you audience know, like, we are the same person. It's strange. And it's kind of freaking me out because we're doing it over text and we're doing it over call.
Mm-hmm.
We can watch this back and see the moment when we were both like, went from, yeah, I don't understand why people have pet rocks to zodiacs. Maybe it's like, you know, in our like movie today, we did Young Frankenstein, right? Maybe it's just like we have half of each other's brain, right?
Ooh, that's a good transition. Yeah,
so
yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like, I know exactly what you're thinking.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Even saying this is a joke. Like, I think it started as a joke. Did it start as a joke? Not really, honestly.
I think it's just we're noticing it more frequency at this point.
We never used to do this. I
think it's because we learned to live, laugh, love. And therefore, you know, seeing enough of those signs, we're just the same person now.
Right. If you want to know how we achieved this nirvana, like, please go all the way back to our episode Summer Over the Cracker Barrel to learn how we live, laugh, loved.
Right.
Yeah, that's how you really have a deep connection with someone. You learn how to live, laugh, love together, and then you just know exactly what they're mm-hmm. thinking at all times.
Also, Cracker Barrel, another store, not LGBTQ friendly.
Cracker Barrel?
Yeah. Don't act surprised.
I'm surprised you go to Cracker Barrel. So
I'm like, I went to Cracker Barrel on the road trip to where I currently am because it was the only thing around in the middle of nowhere, but not a place you should patronize regularly.
Really? I didn't. Oh, unpopular opinion, right? Sorry, this is another. Are medieval times other places? Probably. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Wait. Are medieval times other places?
Yeah.
Like, are they located in other places? Or are you asking if medieval times are physically other places than where you currently are? Like, what is the question?
Like,
is there medieval times in your living room that I should be concerned about? Or
yes, I've started my own medieval time. That's the thumb. If I had a YouTube video, that would be a great thumbnail.
Yeah.
Starting my own medieval times, and just my dog is like a.
Here comes the valiant steed.
All you really need is just like a plate of to recreate medieval times. All you need is a dark living room, a plate of food that you don't even know what's on it, a hot mm-hmm. potato that's just on the plate, just like a show, because that's not made of, that's medieval times. Like,
as Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, don't get me started on Chuck E. Cheese. Unpopular opinion, no one catches tickets in that little ticket swirly, whatever. Unpopular opinion, Dave and Buster's is not the same thing. It's not the adult Chuck E. Cheese as people say it is.
No, I don't know what the adult Chuck E. Cheese would be. I don't think I want to know what the adult Chuck E. Cheese would be.
I don't. Also, Dave and Buster's is not that hype either. Sorry.
It's not great. Know that.
But we've been to a Dave and Buster's and I've been other times also, and it's not that great.
Yeah, not the best. But anyway, that's true though. It does seem like we're in each other's brains all the time, like young Frankenstein was in this movie.
Frankenstein.
We'll get there.
We'll get it right.
So the movie we watched, as you've already been able to tell, is the Mel Brooks directed film from, I think, 1974, Young Frankenstein, which I picked because I'm like, how does this work? So the actor from Willy Wonka is young Gene Frankenstein. Wilder,
and then you have Peter Boyles, who's like, plays a grandfather and Everybody Loves mm-hmm. Raymond. And then you have, but who is the older lady, the librarian lady?
I don't know.
Then you have this older woman who like has a bun and is like mean all the time.
Wearing a pilgrim outfit?
Wearing like, if you've seen one of those like cuckoo clocks, that's exactly what she looks like. Like the girl who like comes out of the cuckoo clock at the hour every hour.
That's very specific but accurate.
I know. I'm really good at like specific but accurate references.
Only about cuckoo clocks.
Only about, yeah. But, you know, I've had like so many experiences. And that Goosebumps episode with that cuckoo clock, you know?
Oh, yeah. That's true. That's true. Yeah, but this movie, I'm like, okay, it has these people in it. Also, it's directed by Mel Brooks and it's supposed to be a comedy about Frankenstein. So I'm like, okay, we have to see this. Right. I thought it was not bad.
It was amusing. My favorite character was Igor, who is like a sidekick mm-hmm. character. And yeah. He's like super sassy and everything. And he's my favorite.
Yeah, I think... I have one other character that I really enjoy that we'll get to. But,
I don't even know his name, but we'll get to that. Like the movie starts out with young Frankenstein, who is an anatomy teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like teaching a class and he's like a super extra teacher. And like, isn't he like people really like him that much? But he's like trying to work. I don't really understand how he started working on that experiment. I know he like found something, like he went to a castle, right? Which, by the way, we both commented like all these castles look the same.
They do. But yeah, so he was an anatomy teacher. And then there's this whole lecture about like, we have to explain the difference between a voluntary reaction and a reflexive action in medical school. And in my mind, I'm like, isn't the context clues? Like you should, like, why do we need a demonstration of this where they literally wheel out this poor man and like start like trying to hit him or almost hitting him and showing the difference and then putting on this like weird thing on the back of their head to where he couldn't respond to anything, like traumatizing this man and then just wheeling him out. It's just like, okay, sure. But that happens. And then the student, it keeps harassing him about like, aren't you related to Frankenstein who did this, this, and this 1,000 years ago or whatever? And he has a visceral kind of like emotive reaction. It's where we learn he pronounces his name Frankenstein or Frankenstein.
Frankenstein.
And then he stabs himself with
a letter opener.
A letter. Yeah. It's like, okay. And that's how the movie opens. So it's already at like 0 to 60 immediately of like, what is this? Pan to what you claim is a castle that looks like all the other castles, because it does look like all the other castles, which I'm not mad about. Because it was nice to look at, but I'm kind of convinced they had one
everything.
Castle set.
This is a tangent. It would be everything to like watch castle movies, like movies set in castles in a castle. That would be fun. It was a tangent. But it was so strange because like he's like walking around this house and then he finds this like dungeon, which honestly just picture any dungeon from any movie and it's probably the same dungeon. And like then he finds like books and stuff and like a plan to like make something, right? Like Frankenstein. Well, there was like something written out that he was.
Well, he finds his grand or great grandfather, whatever the relation is, I don't really remember. his personal library, which is separate from his normal library. I'm like, okay, I guess. And I guess he's reading it a lot. That's another thing. They come and pick him up and bring him to this castle. Igor does. And right. He has an assistant named
Inga.
Thank you. And they're just sort of looking at these books. He's looking at these books and finds something about Frankenstein. He sends Igor eventually off to go pick up a brain of what I forget the exact verbiage, but it was like philosopher, wonderful person, and smart person was the description of the brain. And then he drops it, and then he gets a different brain, which is like a like abnormal brain or something mm-hmm. like that. So that's what happens in the first part of the movie.
I mean, obviously what happens is he like places this abnormal brain into this monster, and then the monster just kind of like wreaks havoc and like escapes.
Well, it escapes multiple times.
It escapes a lot, and then it ends up like, okay, so while this is all happening, like the main guy, like Willy Wonka, not Willy Wonka in this.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't unsee it. I'm like, it's the guy from Willy Wonka. Is this just, is this pre-Chocolate Factory or post-Chocolate Factory?
This is what he did after the Chocolate Factory. After he sold it, he just, you know.
Yeah, interesting. Transylvania.
So, right, which they get to on a bus.
Oh my God.
Like, it was just one. Anyway, that's a whole other thing. But like, where was I? Oh, yeah. Okay, so like his... he already has a love interest back home, and then she shows up, and then she gets kidnapped by the Frankenstein monster, and then they like they get together. It's so strange. It's
we're pretty far into the movie, but that's y'all know the story of Frankenstein,
right?
But yeah, she ends up having sex with this monster, but like as it's happening, she's like belting, like, I think Battle Hymn of the Republic or something. And I'm like, this is a lot. This whole movie was a lot, but also it made me laugh pretty hard. So I wasn't mad at it. One thing we didn't mention, because there's this whole talk of the town, like Frankenstein is back. What are we going to do? It's bad. We need to go do stuff to him. This is where insert what I can only describe as like, if the Pink Panther wore a mask to where you couldn't understand him quite as well and was like working for Nazi Germany. Like that intersection of a character came forth and was the town's guard, question mark?
This character was like, okay, when I tell you most people in this movie were giving 110%, this character was like 2000%. I couldn't understand half of the words he was saying, but he was saying them with such conviction. It was like, what is he doing? He has a plan. Just like carrying out orders, and he is just insane. There's like one scene, the scene that sent me the hardest in this entire movie was the scene of like him and the village people who like come to like pillage this like castle, and like they're trying to get in to the castle grounds and the door, and they're just like holding him up. Like imagine him crowd surfing and his fist is just like out straight, and he's like, they're just bludgeoning him into the wall to like open the doors.
It was so funny. Also the fact that when he went to harass Willy Wonka, well, not Willy Wonka, but Frankenstein, about are you putting together a monster? And then his strategy was to play darts with Frankenstein. It's right. Like, okay, sure. He's everything. I would watch an entire movie where he's the main character. I think it would be like an even more demented version of Dr. Goldfoot.
Yeah. Are you calling him better than Dr. Goldfoot?
I'm calling him, he's more deranged than Dr. Goldfoot is. Dr. Goldfoot does things with conviction, and he's very
sure? Sorry.
I'm sure. Because Dr. Goldfoot is very charismatic and can do things and convince other people. Like it's almost like he's doing things and no one else realizes he's doing stuff that's crazy. This guy is like nuts, absolutely deranged. The crowd's kind of aware that he's deranged. That's where it's different. Do I think Dr. Goldfoot would crowd surf and try to enter a castle with his bare fist? No.
No. So Dr. Goldfoot is more like, I'm going to use the crowd as a distraction and sneak in somewhere else.
Exactly. So I think it would be a very hectic movie. in that regard, if he were the main character. So I want that. But anyway, yeah, so they break into this castle with his fist, question mark. Right.
And like what Willy Wonka and like what Willy Wonka and the actual Frankenstein monster and mm-hmm. like all their little friends are like doing.
Also, it sent me when you were describing the village, like the crowd of people, you're like, and the village people, like the village YMCA village people.
That's the cover art. Anyway, wait. So like literally, no, we can talk about it.
Okay.
Workshop it. All right, anyway, cool. So yeah, so like his plan, which also it's not clear to me exactly what the plan was, because like I didn't know what the plan was, and mm-hmm. I don't know if he did. I don't know if the directors did or the writers did, honestly. But like, so apparently, like they put his brain into like the actual Frankenstein monsters. So then when like the people actually get in, like the monster stands up and is like talking to them and like reasoning mm-hmm. with them. And like, it leads you to think that everybody thinks Willy Wonka died, but like yeah. he didn't die.
Yeah.
Like, and at the end, like he ends up with Inga, and Frankenstein ends up with his previous love interest. And like, that's how it ends. But like, it's really confusing actually how the switch even happened or what the purpose
is. It's very unclear. Although we are forgetting arguably the best scene of this movie.
Prior, the best scene was the guy crowd surfing to get into the castle.
The best scene of this movie was prior to the switch and the village people.
Wait.
No, we're getting there. Okay, the scene of where Willy Wonka as Frankenstein is showing off his creation via a stage show where they do a tap dance number.
We're not making this stuff up. It was so strange.
It was so funny. I laughed so hard.
It was a lot. It was like,
yeah,
it was hilarious.
But yeah, he was there to show off his great creation. They did a whole tap dance number, and then one of the lights blows out. Which that's the constant theme of this movie. Whenever the monster sees fire or lights, he just goes ballistic, and so then he goes ballistic, and then eventually that causes the village people—not the fun village people, but like actual village people—along with the guard guy to break in via fist and
right. You know. We forgot a major important plot point was like the cuckoo clock lady, right? So
is this like a major plot point? I mean, she is, but yeah, okay, go for it.
Well, she was like, he was my previous boyfriend. To who?
How did that work? I don't understand how.
Was she talking about the Frankenstein monster or his grandfather? Like, what was the who was?
I don't know who this woman was, because she kissed the painting of the grandfather on the mouth. And I'm like, but then great grandfather of this guy, Willy Wonka, who's probably in his like late 30s, early 40s. How is she alive?
Right, exactly. Unless his grandfather just died of like, was his great grandfather or grandfather?
Yes, I think it's great grand. I mean, either way.
Yeah, I don't know.
She looked, maybe she was not like 100. She was like, I don't know, in her 50s maybe.
And I don't know how she could have like dated the monster guy. So it was very unclear.
Very unclear. Very, very unclear. She was also annoying.
She's so irritating.
The one phrase, the quote that is from this movie that I didn't know was from this movie, was when they walk into the castle and they're going up the staircase and she's holding like a candelabra of like candles or something, right? And she says, "Stay close to the candles. The stairway can be treacherous," which I've heard referenced, but I didn't know it came from this movie. So I learned something today.
The more you know.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. But yeah, the movie ends with the monster getting together with Madeline Kahn and Willy Wonka marrying Inga or being with Inga.
Yeah. So,
which, I mean, sure.
They were already love interests at the beginning. It was like, okay. Yeah. Yeah, it's an amusing movie. I would go see it. Like, go watch it. Like,
yeah, I would go watch it.
Maybe an 8 out of 10?
Yeah, I agree. 8 out of 10. Because I would agree. The movie, there are parts that send. It's not as insane as like a Dr. Goldfoot and the girl bomb. And the girl bombs. You know, like, it's not that level of crazy.
That's because this one had at least... This movie did have at least one simple plot. Dr. Goldfoot and the Girl Bombs had like one plot at the first 15 minutes, and then he just gave up and did other stuff. So, you know.
This is objectively a better movie, I think.
It is. And they're good actors and actresses yeah. who are in this. So like, go watch it. Like yeah. I would watch it. I definitely like a Halloween movie, mm-hmm. fall movie. Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. 8 out of 10. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, that's our movie review for the week. We got to do our book review now. We're doing Diary of a Wimpy Kid. Which book?
Roderick Rules.
You want to go first?
Okay. I took one side of the yard and Roderick took the other. But 10 minutes into the job, Roderick came over and told me I was doing everything wrong. Relatable advice. Content. You know, that's just like life. Sometimes you think you're doing things right. And then someone, you know, sometimes you think you're doing great in life. And then objectively, it's just a train wreck. And so then, like, you know, people can like view your life in a more objective way than like you can. And so it's always helpful to like, you know, get a second opinion on things. That's my advice to people. Because, you know, like maybe you think this is great, but then like, it's really not great. So always talk things out with people because maybe it's a train wreck waiting to happen.
It's just a Gila monster ready to derail a train.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
A train of sugar daddies. If you don't know what we're talking about, go listen to our previous episode.
Yes. Alrighty. After seeing what's going on in Rowley's head, I'm kind of starting to wonder why I'm even friends with him in the first place. Well, I think this is also in reference to finding like a journal with information or like a note that they have written down or something. And it differs from what the expectation was of who this person is. So I guess sometimes you need to be self-aware with people that you're meeting or like newer friends to make sure they're authentic in all kind of spaces where you are. And that can be both in terms of when they interact with you, when they interact with your other friends, and the stuff that they oftentimes will write. So like if you find inconsistencies across those things, that's something you need to address early on, or else it could be a pretty big problem. Just do your best to scope out people that are authentic or at least are like consistent, because that's important. And that is my advice.
You always wave and no one can see you.
I'm, you know, they can feel it though in their hearts.
There's a lot of sights to be seen out there. A lot of them are on TLC. Go look up best funerals ever. I sent Jeremy a clip of a funeral that was like, if it's like a gingerbread man
yes, funeral. It was.
So
interesting.
Yeah, I'm requesting that Jeremy dress up as a gingerbread man at my funeral. Well, that would be traumatizing for him given his history with gingerbread. But
I would not have a gingerbread blast at that time. A pun, if you're not familiar with the Sonic menu during Christmas time.
Or yeah. Jeremy's trauma.
Right.
The only two ways you're familiar with gingerbread blasts. Either sure. Sonic or Jeremy's trauma.
I mean, are those really different?
Jeremy's trauma is the Sonic menu.
I just look, my trauma is tater tots.
Right.
But yeah, that's our episode. That's the title. My trauma is tater tots. It makes sense with the
My trauma is the Sonic menu. It's just our little characters in a Sonic driveway.
Anyway, that's our episode. Anything we should plug?
Yeah, our Instagram at Everything is Tyne, our Twitter at Everything Tyne, our YouTube at Everything is Tyne, our TikTok at Everything is Tyne, and Jeremy, why don't you plug the new account?
It's because you trust me with the content so much. The new Instagram account is The Friendly 20s, which is about the 1920s and how friendships in that decade were really tough, you know, once the markets crashed in 1929.
It's just so a it's it's an Instagram page where we photoshopped ourselves into the 1920s.
Yeah, it's really impactful. It means a lot to people because of the history behind it.
Historians. History Channel, sign us up.
No, but it's an account about being in your 20s and advice regarding that. So if that's interesting to you or something you might find useful.
And we have the best advice, so you should definitely check it out.
Yeah. Seven out of seven eBay reviews say that we're really, really good.
Sources say it's great.
So that's about everything. Oh, Are OnlyFans at Everything Is Time?
Right. Jeremy creates new content for that every week.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to say, Ruby, you guys send some pictures. You're like, absolutely.
Jeremy, would that be just like photoshopping pictures together because we're on the same location? So Jeremy takes pictures and then, you know, he just coordinates how that's going to look as an aesthetic on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like you send one, Ruby, I send one. And then we just kind of like put them next to each other and hope for the best. Follow us on Etsy.
Right.
Follow us on the Jade at the Jet Plane wiki page. We're the number one account there under Herky's Time.
Right. Soon, like if you go to the wiki page, I'm sure Herky's picture will be replaced with just Jeremy's picture.
No. Like it's like a group photo. So like I'm Herky, you're Snuffy.
You're just Brenda. Someone just photoshops you as Brenda.
Brenda has a rough time. Brenda is trying to keep the airport together and all of these airplanes are just not compliant.
You know what I thought of that blew my mind? We know Brenda's name after watching like two episodes. But we don't know some of our movie characters' names at all that we just saw yesterday. But we know Brenda and literally the whole cast of Jade of the Jet Plane.
You know, it deserved an Oscar for...
Yeah, for hit songs like My Bubblegum Friend or
Wing Wigglin' is the theme song for all theme songs. Yeah. Cinematography should have won for that.
Right, exactly.
And poor Brenda. I mean, she's working hard in her overalls, and these planes just keep changing size all around her.
Right. It's very educational show. Like in one episode, JJ counts mountains.
No, it's he counts trees. He counts trees is what happens. And he flies, he flies over what I can only describe as like the redwood forest. And he counts like 8 trees. It's like, good job, JJ. You really came through.
And I remember being like, me ignoring red flags.
Oh my gosh. Just the audacity of that was one of the...
Do you remember really the crystal funny one where they're like dragging crystals out of a cave?
Oh my gosh.
But that one character who wasn't understandable at all.
Literally, like maybe the same voice actor who does Herky did that character. But like, it was like a tow truck or something.
Yeah, it was like a tow truck. But that was one of the funniest scenes. The top three JJ scenes are when Snuffy accidentally kills all the coral reef in his dream. He doesn't actually kill them. That would not be very
heavily implied.
Public broadcasting station. And then it's definitely JJ counting trees and then Herky as a court jester? Joker, whatever.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
In Skylandia. Nothing will ever beat that scene.
I don't know. I think when JJ displays Wing Wigglin' and does a dance is pretty far up there for me too. The whole premise is like he's embarrassed to do his Wing Wigglin' stretching in front of other people.
And wait, so do you remember the first time we saw that episode and he like, because he didn't stretch, he falls out of the sky? And it was just like, it was delusional.
It's everything.
It was so funny. That show is so funny. I don't know. I really want to know. Let us know in any of our comments if you find it amusing because we just die over this. And I really think it's just us, but it's so funny. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what to start with. I'd say start with Skylandia. Just jump into it.
No, don't start with Skylandia. That's like playing Rainbow Road and Mario Kart off the bat. Like, no. Remember when like a big Jake leaves and he's so mad because he didn't answer his letter that he sent like 10 minutes ago?
That's Snuffy.
Why do we know these episodes so well? Like we couldn't tell you who the other fourth main character of the movie we saw yesterday, but Jeremy can tell you that it was Snuffy who sent the letter to Big Jake.
Or the one where it's like they want to appreciate reading, so they roll over to an indoor library and have dreams about going to space.
It was so crazy. It was like them underwater doing a whale song. And then it was like JJ in space watching the earth. And Jeremy and I died.
There's never been an episode of watching that where it isn't funny.
It's just all so much and nothing at all.
Yep.
It's just like And the proportions are also horrendous. So it's like, who made this? Like, what is the...
It's just, it's a lot. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, that's our episode. Have a good week, everyone. And talk to you next week. Bye.